Now, the rest of the story. The last thing Dick Simpson wanted to hear on his first day home for summer vacation was clean your room. But that's just what he heard. He tried to explain to his mother that college had been tough. He needed to forget about chores for a while, just have fun. His mother said she understood, and that was that. And so for weeks, Dick put off the task of cleaning his room. Then one day, his mother announced that a local auction company would be picking up old clothing the following afternoon. Would Dick please get his room cleaned up and his cast-off clothing sorted out before then? Dick promised. But again, he stalled until the last moment. That's how it happened. How Dick rushed that pile of discards out to the driveway just as the truck was pulling up. That's how, in his haste, Dick Simpson neglected to realize that he had thrown away one of his most prized possessions. His high school letter sweater. The auction company truck was long gone when Dick discovered the gaping hole in his closet. "My sweater is missing," he shouted, running through the house. His mother tried to calm him. "Let's just call the auction company," she advised. And Dick did, but it was no use. There was no way to retrieve the sweater now. Dick was heartbroken, angry. He told his mother, "This is your fault. If you hadn't rushed me so, if you hadn't made such a big thing of cleaning up the room, otherwise he would never have been so careless." Well, throughout this withering tirade, Mother remained calm. "It was nobody's fault," she said sympathetically. "It was just an unfortunate mistake." But Dick did not listen. In fact, the rest of the day, he punished his mother with silence. And although he soon apologized for taking it out on her, for months thereafter, Dick brooded over the loss of his black and crimson letter sweater. And then there was that day his mother fell suddenly ill. Her doctor scheduled emergency coronary bypass surgery, and 4 days later, she was dead. She died on a bright, sunny Saturday afternoon. 1 week after that, it's another sunshiny Saturday. The same afternoon hour of his mother's death, by the way. Dick Simpson, deep in mourning, is walking down Ferry Street in his hometown, Salem, Oregon, when he passed a little establishment called the Old Curiosity Shop, a dealer in antique mementos and miscellaneous knickknacks. When Dick looked into the display window, his mouth fell open. There, on display, his high school sweater. Oh, no mistaking it, the same black wool sweater with the crimson letter S that he had unwittingly thrown away. The identification was confirmed when, upon closer examination, Dick discovered his own name embroidered in the collar. It was the same sweater. And ever since, Dick Simpson has believed that somehow his mother accomplished for him in death that which she was unable to accomplish in life. Dick bought back the sweater, of course, having discovered it in a store window precisely 7 days after his mother passed away in the spring of 1986. After that cherished souvenir of Dick's high school career had been missing for 28 years, 28 years. And now you know the rest of the story.